Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at all your grain futures and how they closed on this Friday afternoon, and we'll talk to Justin Lewis with KIS Futures about the news behind the numbers right after this.
We were number 4,017.
I believe we were number 8,001.
406, right?
Oh, no, honey, 7. We were 407.
These families are among the thousands who called the OERB and registered the abandoned well site on their property. Now they're enjoying beautifully restored land, cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
We were number 7,009.
Number 6,010.
What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
We had a mixed bag today, and we closed steady to just a little bit lower in the corn futures. We were up in the May, up 2 cents in May corn at 699.5, down 3/4 in July, and down 4.5 in September, and down 5.5 in the December. And December closed at 553.5. Soybeans were higher. They were the one strong point in the grain futures today. We were up anywhere from 14 to 18 cents, with the September and November actually leading the way here. So the new crop, November was up 17.25, at 1221.25. What we're seeing here with the market inversion, with the front months being higher than the back months, that's what they call an inverted market. When you have that, it's usually a supply issue, meaning that there's very little supply in the country as processors are scrambling to purchase soybeans and corn over the short term domestically to meet their demand. That's driving up the front month. And when the front months go off, like the May goes off the board at 14.55, let's say, and then July is cheaper at 13.87, there's a reason that there seems to be that the front months will continue to go up. If you look at the wheat futures, wheat we were down in anywhere from about 7 to 7.5 in Chicago, with July down 7.5 at 7.21. In Kansas City, we were down just a little bit more than that, down 12.75 in July at 7.78. Now, most of the trade is talking about the freeze we had the last two nights. It wasn't quite as bad as previously advertised, although it did get cold, and it was even 22 degrees down in Hereford, Texas. That was about the coldest that far south that they've been in a very long time. And if you actually look in western Kansas, it wasn't quite that cold. It was in about 30 to 32 degrees. The idea is basically that there wasn't much damage from the last two nights. And if there wasn't, then the crop tour this week, it wasn't all that horribly bullish. About 15% cut in Kansas, and then in Oklahoma, about 45% cut in the overall wheat production. So the idea here is that the freezes are behind us now, and there's not a lot of weather premium to put in the market going forward until it gets hot, maybe hotter, or doesn't rain for the next couple of weeks. But right now, the wheat futures were down today to close the week on a little bit of a negative attitude here. Informa also came out today, which was a touch bullish on their world estimates. They lowered everything around the world just slightly. Wasn't enough to really push things over the top. But it really looks like the trends are going to kind of continue to be the same. We've got wheat above the moving averages, and then the new crop soybeans below the moving averages. And the trade's really looking forward for some more short covering in the wheat as we go forward. So I kind of think that we'll maybe move higher there, and then probably lower in the new crop soybeans, and probably steady to just a little higher in the new crop corn.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Recapping our grain numbers, May Kansas City wheat down 12 and a quarter cents at 790. Chicago May wheat down 7.5 at 711 and a quarter. Chicago May corn up 2 cents at 699 and a half. And May soybeans finished the week up 14 cents at 1455. That's a look at your closing markets on this Friday afternoon. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.